Hey, this is Keith Jones, the president of hockey operations of the Flyers.
Hi, I'm Paul Holmgren.
Hey, I'm Travis Konechny.
Hi, this is Travis Sennen.
Hi, I'm Joel Farabee.
Hey, I'm Scott Laughton.
This is Dan Helfrich.
Hi, this is Bob Clark.
And you're listening to...
Welcome into the Press Row Show, the number one rated pregame, intermission, and postgame show this side of the Mississippi, south of the Arctic Circle, north of the equator, and above sea level.
Let's do the award. Let's talk about the awards first, and then we'll do the announcement because I think the announcement could go off the rails. So let's do the awards first.
On the rails.
Yeah.
News to me. It's game number 41, and now all of a sudden the guy wants to stay on the rails. Go ahead.
So Flyers, Bobby Clark Trophy for Team MVP, Travis Konechny. No debating there, right? Probably that's a good one. I don't know who else you could give it to.
I'm in agreement with that. Yep.
I think had it not been for a couple of iffy starts down the stretch, I do think you could have made a case for Sam Harrison because of the role he was thrust into, not expecting to be the starter.
I see the redacted situation.
You know, I think that, I mean, in fairness, he kept them in a lot of games this year.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. We'll get to the Barry Ashley one in a minute because I know that's the one that you're going to have a comment on. Most improved player, as voted on by the teammates, Cam York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rightly so.
I agree. I think that's a good one. And then the class guy award was Nick Seeler.
Yeah. Great.
Good one, right? Okay. Sure. I know the fan club, they gave Sam Ersson the player with the most heart, so that's from a fan club thing, right? I know I didn't want to say it that way, but that's exactly what the award is. It's the Gene Hart Memorial Award
right. For
the player with the most heart.
Uh-huh.
And it's the guy who replaced the guy named Hart.
Redacted.
Yes.
That got the award. We didn't lose sight of that.
Continue.
We should mention this one. The Flyers put out that new community engagement award. It's a brand new first year. They gave it to Scott Laughton.
That makes sense.
Right.
Makes
a lot of sense for the work that he's done. But let's get to the one that I think is the debate.
Ooh.
Bundy and I were talking about this. You know, I had a vote. Did you have a vote or no?
I think I did, and I didn't submit it.
You didn't submit it. You didn't answer the email. Okay. I had a vote for the Barry Ashby Award. I did not vote for the guy who got it. The guy who got it was Travis Sandheim.
Explain to the layman out there what the Ashby Trophy
Barry
is.
Barry Ashby Trophy is for the player who's the best Flyers defenseman. Yeah. I thought it was like you couldn't give it to this guy because I thought the second half of his year was not anywhere close to as good as he was the first half of the year.
Yeah.
I think Bundy agrees. Yeah. I voted for Cam York. That was my vote.
That would have been my vote too.
Yeah.
I know Jason Mertidis pregame told me that was his vote.
Okay.
Listen, I've done these votes before. I know Anthony voted. I didn't have a vote. I don't know why, but I didn't have one, and that's fine.
What would you know about being a defenseman?
Yeah, anyway, no, it's fine. They want to do it. But I don't even know if the real vote winner actually gets the award.
Ooh.
I'm just like, I don't know that, and I'm not throwing sand at anyone's eyes, but I've seen stuff over the years where it's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, and it seems to be mostly with the defenseman award, and I almost, I don't know, I've said enough. Listen, Cam York to me had a great year. He's certainly the most improved player, but I did think he was their best defenseman from start to finish.
I think
you can't give it to him because he's not here anymore, but I think Sean Walker probably was in.
If he would have stayed the whole season, he would have gotten some real consideration
in my mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Good for Cam York because, in fairness, like early part of the season, we talked a lot about, you know, the kind of laissez-faire attitude of being a SoCal boy, and he's definitely taken strides. Like when you look at guys that have really stepped up in the Torts system and have stepped up for Torts when it, you know, some guys wilted, York has done the opposite. He's really flourished. And you know what? Hats off to him. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I think that has a lot to do with Brad Shaw and the work that he does with the defense.
Is Brad Shaw going to be back next year?
That's a great question. I think he's going to be considered for head coaching jobs around the league.
Buffalo fired their coach today, Don Granato.
Yeah.
And I would have to thank our good friend Craig Groby's top of that list.
You think so?
100%. 100%.
I see the one by Kevin. We can't bring that up. Can't bring that one up on the screen. But Kevin on YouTube. This is how we know that you watch every show. This is how we know.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, so we have an announcement to make, and Bundy, you know nothing about this.
Okay.
So this is going to be news to you.
All right. I'm going
to
play
Tetris. Does intern Andrew know?
Yeah, and intern Andrew doesn't know either. Okay. But so only me and you, Russ. So everybody knows I'm getting married in September, right? And Maria and I were talking, and we just, you know, we were going to like, oh, we're going to ask my dad to be the officiant at the wedding. But then, you know, I said, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have my mom sitting by herself at her son's wedding. So I said, I don't want my dad have to do that. So keep my dad with my mom. So Maria and I were talking. We're like, you know, who should we ask to do it? And then it dawned on me.
Torts?
The best guy to ask.
Torts.
Could you imagine?
I now pronounce you husband and wife. That silly podcast. All right, go ahead.
I decided we should ask Russ to be the officiant at the wedding.
He can do that?
So Russ is...
Apparently.
Russ is going to he's going to take an online course to be the officiant at my wedding. And we got to come up with some nicknames for him, like, you know, like some kind of reverend reference or...
Minister
Deacon,
of Madness.
Minister of Madness. Yeah, we got to come up with something for Russ.
Minister of Madness.
So Russ, thank you very much for agreeing to do it.
Pastor of Passion.
Oh, there we go. So, yes, Russell will be the...
Brandon Vicar is right. Just Rev Russ.
Rev Russ. Just
Rev
basically
Russ.
Rev Russ.
Man, this thing really has evolved, hasn't it?
It legitimately...
It shocked you, right? It caught you off guard.
It did. It was surprising. And I still, like... I question your judgment all the time. And I think Maria is a wonderful woman. But the fact that she has also agreed to it makes me question her judgment, too.
Yes, there we go. Are. Like Brian Kay just said, it can now be called the Pastor's Podcast.
That's good. I will tell you that so far, I think I've been part of 7 weddings. The first one, I was a ring bearer. That one didn't end well. But my cousin ended up with a much better guy now.
Oh, I thought you meant your
no.
experience as the, as the ring bearer.
No.
I was like, what did you do? I swallowed the rings.
Russ, that's great, though. Look at that. You're going to someone said you dress up like Paul Bearer.
I'd have to bring an urn. But listen, all the other marriages, they've been very good, very healthy, very nice. So. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I have to get ordained, apparently. So this is going to be
something. Russell to get ordained. I think we should do an update on how, through the summer, how your ordainment is going.
Come for the hockey talk. Stay for whatever the hell this is.
Imagine if he just lied to you and said he went and did it and he didn't.
Oh, my God, because it would make the whole thing invalid.
Yeah, it would be like invalid. You'd be married 8 years. It never really happened.
Oh, my God.
Russ, like, yeah, I got it done. He like doctored something up on the internet night before.
Are we giving you good content for your year in review, Andrew?
Yeah. When is the year in review? When is that going? When's that going to drop?
Year end review, yeah, not year in review.
Where's that going to drop?
I don't know because we're still adding to it. So
that's true.
Yeah. So I have basically everything that's going in there. It's just a matter now of cutting up the audio, the video.
But. Yeah. Okay. I'm very excited to see what his opus ends up being.
It's going to be good.
I believe it.
It's going to be good.
I'll say quick, like, I won't get anything away, or not too much away. I went back, actually. I think the funniest part, research, I went back and found the origin of how important are the first 5 minutes. And Russ is just completely checked out, just typing away on that laptop while you guys are talking about the upcoming period. And Russ completely unironically just repeats the question that you guys were already asking.
That was, I remember that now. Right. I remember that now. Right. Absolutely.
Hey, Bundy, are we going to do a press row show for Aunt's wedding?
Right at the church.
it's all in one. It's all in the same place.
Oh, okay.
It's right where the reception is.
So we can set up press row show. for the wedding.
You absolutely could.
Pre-game
they have Wi-Fi
pre-game
there.
Coverage. Anthony still hasn't been found after his bachelor.
Intern Andrew's here with his trivia question. And intern Andrew has been working hard on this. This has been one of his breakout segments on the show, on the Press Row show. People love it. It's intern Andrew trivia time. Take it away, young fella.
Before I start, they ended up changing that goal. They gave Eric Johnson back credit for it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay. I hope I'm not overselling this and under-delivering it. I think this is the question of the year. I really do.
Wow.
This is going to be a fun one.
Ballsy.
So I will take you back in time.
Do you think OJ did it or not?
not quite that far back.
I love it. I love you're saying you're going back in time, but your back in time and our back in time is a little bit different.
I'll say this is before I was born.
Wow. Okay.
Well, in fairness, when Ant first started watching the team, they weren't the orange and the black, they were the gray and the black.
All right. I will set the scene for you guys. Mm-hmm. The date is February 13th, 1995.
My birthday.
I was alive for that. You weren't alive for this?
I was born that November.
Okay.
My birthday. My 21st birthday, as a matter of fact.
So he ain't remembering this one.
See, I got you got to remember. I got a memory like a maniac, okay. And I already know what you're
and
talking.
If this is related to the Capitals, I was in D.C. on my 21st birthday.
I scored my first goal against the Capitals.
And watched.
Is that what the question was?
That's the question. Is you scored your first career NHL goal.
I don't know against who. I can't remember his name. I swear to God.
No.
I can't remember his name.
You remember scoring it.
Oh, yeah.
Take us back through the play. Do you remember how the
question?
Go ahead.
Then we'll go through the play.
Sheesh.
It was the first period. You guys were winning 2-0, and you scored on a power play. You scored with 1 second left on the power play. So, you already said you didn't know the goalie. Primary assist, secondary assist, and who was the capital that was in the penalty box?
Wow.
Oh, that's a great question.
Power play.
I don't remember many of them. You can tell it was my rookie year.
So power play.
So you would have been like the leading goal scorer for this power play.
So I got to imagine you're not on the top unit. So we can we wipe out?
Let's say probably a pretty good guess.
So we can wipe out LeClaire, Lindros, Desjardins.
I was thinking Yuskevich.
No.
Okay. All right. Mark Recchi, one of them? No, he was gone.
He was gone. They traded him.
He was gone, yeah.
So.
Carl Dykhouse.
No.
No.
Which do you want first?
Let's go with the penalty.
I want to save that for last.
Okay.
Well, was the penalty Dale Hunter?
No.
Okay.
You got me stumped. I knew that. I had a feeling I would be around the game I scored. I still don't know the goalie. I can't remember. I freeze up all the time.
Was that back when Jim Carrey was the goalie? Or was that later?
Jim Carrey was not the goalie I scored on. I did score. So this is funny. You know, when you're young, I used to score against the Capitals. I kind of had like goals more in my career against Capitals. So I go in there, I go,
thank you.
I hope they're ready for more capital punishment tonight. Don't worry, boys, I own this team.
That's funny as shit.
It wasn't Pete
That's
Peters.
Funny, what?
I didn't say it.
No, it wasn't. No, I know.
It took 41 games. Anyway.
All right, you stumped me. I don't know.
The goalie was Rick Tabarachi.
Rick Tabarachi. That's
wow.
it. That's it.
Who ended up getting pulled at the end of the first period.
Well, you get scored on by me. You get pulled.
Yeah. The assists, primary assist was Jim Montgomery.
Yep.
That was his only assist that year.
Wow.
I made him famous.
Secondary assist was Eric Desjardins.
Oh, so he was on the ice.
So that was probably the first power play unit then.
All right, so there has to be a reason.
You
why
and Montgomery are the first power play.
Why is the person in the box noteworthy?
The damnedest piece of trivia in hockey history. The guy that was in the penalty box was Keith Jones.
How about
you
that?
You have the boss to thank for your first career NHL
his
goal.
His nickname when he played was Jughead.
He got a two-minute...
Like Jughead Jones?
Yeah.
He looked exactly like the comic book guy 20, 30 years ago.
Two-minute charging penalty.
Yeah, that would be Jonesy. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, boss. I got my first goal because of your knuckleheadedness.
That's fantastic. And, that's good.
You guys won the game.
Great trivia. Best one of the year.
That was a great one.
Yeah. And you guys won the game 5-3, so it's always a great day in history when the Flyers beat the
Capitals. I could not tell you anything about the game other than the fact that they won, because we went out to a bar in D.C. for my 21st birthday, and I remember doing shots to celebrate the Flyers' victory. I don't remember that you scored. I don't remember anything about it.
You're totally right. Imagine if you look back and looked into your future and went, that knucklehead right there, that rookie's going to be on a podcast with us in 29 or 30 years.
I was in kindergarten.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man. Well.
Hey, Flyers fans, at least the Penguins aren't going to the playoffs.
Hey, you know what? We take a little bit of solace in some things in this life.
I'm so ticked off right now. I'm just a sloppy, that was the worst 10 seconds of hockey in the year. Detroit scores as TJ Oshie's firing it into the empty net. Yep. You can't make that up.
I mean, it was like a double death knell.
It was a double dagger. I feel like I got two Chinese stars thrown right in my forehead at the same time.
Yeah, and do you see who got the assist in the Detroit goal?
Shane Gostisbehere.
It was a freak show the last two nights. And you know what Detroit wins for all that? Absolutely nothing.
Yep.
They had three straight games where they scored in the final minute to tie it, and then two of them they win in overtime. Now they're in a shootout right now. They may win this one, but all of that means nothing for them either, because Washington gets into the playoffs.
I thought Torts and his crew played the pulling the goalie perfectly.
Yeah, they did.
It was about 4 minutes left.
Yeah, it was good. I said five, and I meant going under the first whistle, but they did a good job with that. He had to get him out and take a chance.
There were people on Twitter questioning why Torts pulled the goalie after Detroit scored, and I don't think they were aware.
It's up on the side scoreboard, so maybe out of the corner of his eye, but he doesn't see that it's overtime.
Yeah, and you're also living in the
guys,
moment.
We're talking about a 7 or 8 second.
Yeah.
It's not like he's watching the Flyers game going, what's going on in Detroit right now?
Yeah.
I know you got somebody there. You believe me, there's people in the back room that are just telling the coaches in real time what's going on, but... No, the goalie was pulled at the right time, and as soon as Detroit got that, that was it.
Yeah.
What a weird night.
You know what? When we were breaking down all the possible scenarios, and I find tonight harder because I'm watching one of my sons crying off on the side. I don't think he was even aware of what the playoffs were before tonight, but the fact that the Flyers season is over and that he doesn't get to watch the Press Row show, which I guess has become something that he's enjoyed doing. Now he's sad, and I feel bad.
Excellent young men, both are.
You know what, though, for little Arlo?
What's that?
This is a baptism. It's a baptism into the Philadelphia sports.
Why didn't I pick a different city for them to root for?
Right? I mean, it's what it
is.
All
decisions.
He's got to – it's good. This builds character as a fan.
Mm.
So this is good. Mm. So he'll grow from this. He'll be better from this.
He was upset, and I looked at him and said, hey – we still got the Phillies, right? And then his tears stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Anyway, I don't think the reality of this really set in until they were done. I don't know. It's not like I went in. I mean, I picked the Caps to win. I think that we got to a point here, especially over the last month or so, where we have gotten in such a rhythm with what we're doing and with all these great people who tune in and watch the show that I wasn't ready for it to be done. I'm very bad at endings. I am very bad at season finales of shows, series finales of shows. I always feel like things are left unsaid, undone, and I'm never happy with the end. I have to say, I'm a little bit bummed that we're not get to go into the postseason. And it's funny because when we started this year, we never thought it was going to come down to this. And I joked a few times that those 5 or 6 games that we can contractually miss as part of the partnership with the team, we're like, they'll probably be out of it so early. It'll be nice to get the season over early. But
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought that there was going to be an ability to miss the end of the season because of the conflicts with the Philly schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could take a couple of those games off. I'll do two of the Phillies, one of the Flyers. I'll use them. Couldn't miss them.
But even in the fall, Anthony, you were still with us in the fall during playoff, the NLCS. You were here because we were watching the games.
Yeah, but I if you remember, I ran back and forth. I did pregame.
You did. He lost a lot of weight running back and forth. By the way,
when we had the conflict games, I was here for pregame, and then I went over to the ballpark. So, I'll repeat it, and I'll say it over again and over and over again. Now that it's final, this was a very good season for the Flyers. moving forward.
Yeah.
It just really was. There's a lot to a lot of good to take out of it. The fan base is starting to come back. People are starting to care about the team again.
Yes.
You can't lose sight of that. Like, that is part of
it. It was a packed house tonight.
Right. I mean, that's
great crowd.
And that's with
a Phillies game
going on at the same time.
And with a baseball game going on at the same time. And you didn't have what you and I used to call out for years, where you'd see entire sections of the arena were empty because of ticket brokers. We didn't see that tonight.
That, and you also didn't see a lot of visiting fans. And, you know, Washington
had a lot of fans here tonight, but it wasn't
some.
It was closer to like playoff atmosphere.
Listen, I can tell you guys right now, if you want to make anyone feel better, when I used to play the Capitals in Washington, that was a Flyers home game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If it makes you feel any better, like Washington didn't even have a fan base.
So I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is, but. It's okay. I mean, look, I mean, you're disappointed. I get it. And you should have those feelings. And if you have those feelings, this is a little, I'm going to, you know, sit on my couch here for a second. If you're having those feelings of disappointment and sadness and being upset and you're going to go through your stages of grief here, go right ahead. But that means this team matters again. And that's the positive that you take out of this. This team matters again. We're now going to have an off season where we're going to scrutinize every possible thing that happens, and we're look at it. How does this make the team better? Does it make them better? How do they bounce back next season? There's gonna be a lot of time for us to break all this stuff down, but the fact that people care again and the team is on the rise, to me, that is a win if you're a Philadelphia Flyers fan.
I would actually say that the rebuilding of the trust with the fan base is probably the biggest takeaway, because I mean, I'm willing to say that, like, same thing I've been saying about macro. Like, I think the fact that they missed the playoffs, it's a bummer to get this close, and you don't know what the pick that you're going to get is going to look like, all that. But you did have good things come out of this, and I do think that the reconnection that this organization did with the fan base is big. Because even when things got tough at points this season, we didn't see the fans turn on the team. And more importantly, we didn't see the apathy set in that has been around this team for quite a while.
I think the fans, in a lot of ways, people that come to the games deserve a ton of credit, because they did come back. And you know what? Let's not forget, guys, the Flyers were on a 7-game losing streak going back to October. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they came out of that. The fans were patient. All you got to do in Philly is put an effort in. We want to win. I wish I won here. We had many chances. We just couldn't get over a Brodeur or whoever else it was at the time. But everybody wants to win. That's part of this. And that's what we're trying to do, help move the needle forward. You know, let the fans know how important the Flyers are to all of us, but at the same time also continue doing what we're doing. And you know what? I think for the most part, the fans from us, I mean, you guys deserve a huge part of this, a big bite of the apple, because the Flyers don't win the games this year without those great emotional energy games that we saw, beating Vegas, the Boston game. I mean, these are just really some great, great wins. And a lot of fun.
Something I do want to bring up, though, here in the third period is worth noting.
I know this. I know what you're going to say.
Here are your total ice time.
Morgan Frost, right?
For three players. Cam Atkinson was the team low at 441.
Mm-hmm.
Probably deservedly so.
Shouldn't have been
the guy's at the end of the rope anyway.
Did nothing to earn this.
Okay. Bobby Brink, 737. I think that the game was a little bit too big for him. He had a couple of mistakes early in the game, and that's probably why he ended up getting rooted to the bench there at the end. I kind of get the sense that that's why Torts kind of did that to him. I don't think that this is Bobby Brink's not long for Philadelphia. I think Bobby Brink will be part of this organization.
I agree.
I just think it was a, hey, he got out there, he made a couple of mistakes, you know, and we don't want to have him cost us. And so he sat the third period. The Morgan Frost one is the one that sticks out.
What's that minutes, sir?
8 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that. What are you supposed to do with that? You can't do anything. You can't get into a flow. You're playing, you know, under 3 minutes a period.
He played 10. He only played 10 shifts total, okay? And in the third period, he was rooted to the bench until they pulled the goalie. It wasn't until they pulled the goalie that he got out there and had a chance to do something.
Brink was on the power play to start.
He was
actually on the point, and he made a play on that was just not a good play.
That's the one I was referring to. Yeah.
I know it was a good play, but are you going to just pull the guy out for the rest of it? Like, where are you going to get your offense?
That's where the bigger concern is, and that's where it's a little bit
frustrating. I didn't even realize. I don't look at individuals in the game, Russ. Like, someone says, like, oh, yeah, then I notice.
Yeah.
But I just pay attention to whatever they're rolling out there. But guys are going to make mistakes. But again, like, where are you going to find the offense in a game like this?
Yeah.
Look at how you scored. Mm-hmm. The redirection off. The guy didn't even know it was going towards the net.
We have a super chat here, Russell.
Right.
I think we had another one that we might have missed.
I'll bring them all up here.
Do we want to do this one first?
Yeah.
Since it's already up?
Nick Fretz says, Habs letting up that that goal with 3.3 seconds is rough. What do you guys expect out of the team next year?
Well, it's hard to say. And we have to obviously wait and see what happens with this team over the summer. There's going to be change. There's going to be players that I don't think will be back next season. We'll see who they bring in. They're not going to chase any big name free agent kind of thing. I think you're going to see them kind of continue to do, you know, the way things were done this year. Maybe try and improve the defense a little bit. Maybe I think you might see some changes there. But it'll be interesting. I don't want to make any predictions on what's going on with anybody that's over in Russia, but I think that there's something to why they aren't telling you what took place to get Fedotov here. And I'm wondering if that has any impact one way or another, positively or negatively, on Mishkov. Same organization, right? St. Petersburg. I don't have any information.
Vasiska Moscow.
What's that?
Vasiska Moscow.
Moscow.
Yeah.
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 Does he play for Sochi? Isn't...
Well, yeah, he was on loan. He was on loan from Sochi.
Okay.
Yeah. Or to Sochi.
So, I mean, anyway, point is that, you know, whatever took place there, I think there could be some, so who knows? Are they trying to get him out of a contract early? Are they not?
What does that cost?
Like, I mean, there's a lot of things that are quiet right now about it. The fact that the Flyers don't want to talk about the Fedotov thing has the wheels turning in my head. Doesn't mean I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm 100% right on this.
Geopolitical.
This is just kind of figuring it out.
Fedotov is actually an interesting name, and we're going to monitor a lot of this. And I see a lot of people asking in the comments.
There's a lot of future questions, which we don't even really have. We're just trying to wrap up what happened this year with now, and then we'll figure out, like, we've talked about a lot of stuff in the offseason. Free agency. You know, there'll be an evaluation at the end of this, and they're going to target guys, and it's going to be a matter of those guys they get here work with their agents to try to make them Flyers. And I said that's a challenge.
And I think, you know, you go back to this. Like, there are people asking, you know, what's our cadence going to be in the offseason and everything? We'll figure it out, you know. But the Fedotov thing is one that I think is going to absolutely be worth keeping an eye on, because you would think that he's going to be inclined to come back here. And you have to think that given everything the Flyers did to try to get him here, they're going to want to see a season of him or have him in the organization in some way, shape, or form. So that's something to keep an eye on. Kolosov getting an off-season stateside and seeing what he's going to look like. Sam Harrison, we obviously know they're planning on rolling back out as the number one again next year. There's just a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty. The one good thing is that we know that this team is now going to get a not total crap pick. You can start to do the whole, you know, faux scouting thing that a lot of people do ahead of the draft where they act like they've been watching film on all these guys all year. But that'll be another asset. This team has a lot of assets that they could trade if they wanted to, if they felt like the free agent market isn't going to work out, or if there's not something that they want to go after in the next couple of years. They could get really creative at the draft and leading up to it. So I think it's an offseason that we can certainly look forward to. And I think this team, I guess, Bundy, I'll throw this to you. Do you expect there to be massive roster turnover for next year, or do you think we're going to see some tweaks? Like, where do you see this rebuild, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question, Russ. And, I mean, I've said this all year. There's no guarantee that this team will be playing for another, for a playoff run on game 82 next year. It could be better than that, or it could be worse. And you only have to look at a few teams in the league that have had success before and have fallen back. The Devils is obviously obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
The Islanders, after getting to two conference finals, and they see you, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, come here.
Come here. Come on over. Come on, bring Mike on for a minute.
Let's bring Mike.
Great. We're gonna
Mike, come stand over here. Come on over here, Mike.
Hey, Joel.
He's gonna come over this way because this is his home.
Yeah, it is. It's right by the Oregon.
This is
as much a part of our snow.
Can you play Happy Birthday for us? Come on over. Oh, there we go. Fourth Mike.
You guys hear him every game.
A Mike for Mike.
This is
thank you very much.
Yeah, we just got to bring you on the camera a little bit.
I'll scooch down.
Yeah, pop in the shot. There you go. You're good. You're good. You're good.
How are you guys?
Turn my headset off so you can hear us.
Yeah.
So this is the whole big thing. This is another critical member here. You're an honorary member of the Snow Goalie crew.
Thank you very much. I do listen to you guys.
Yeah, Mike, you've been an honorary member for quite a while now. I don't know if you knew that.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
So we just wanted to tell everybody. This is Mike plays the organ, does an amazing job of it. We love the organs in the arena, and Mike does an amazing job of playing
the organ.
That's
a very nice compliment. I appreciate that, Chris.
What is the standout moment for you from this season?
Oh, standout
moment. Not on the ice. I'm talking about being up here.
Oh, it's every
with that,
day.
With
this
that, beautiful,
crew from
that beautiful instrument, like what is the standout moment?
Standout moment. I think, there's been a lot of good ones, but I think when my hometown came from their local bar and they brought all their friends and they made T-shirts with like a hockey mask with a ponytail hanging out and they had my name on the back, I thought that was pretty crazy. So that was a pretty neat moment.
That was great. Now, I think Russ wanted you to say about the woman who came over and asked you to play Happy Birthday.
Oh,
like
well, I was
going to
say, well, you guys handled that for me. You guys handled that for me, so thank you.
I think that's the wildest request
like
of the year.
It was like 3 minutes left. It was a tie game, right? We're in the third period, and she insisted on happy birthday at that time. Yeah.
She may have been overserved.
may have, yes.
It's not always being overserved up here. Remember the Colorado game?
Oh, yeah.
You should see Mike playing the tunes in the third that night.
Oh.
There were clouds of smoke up here.
Oh, yeah.
It was
that was a crazy
somebody had puffed away.
Yeah. Oh, you could smell it
everywhere. It was a very magic dragon.
Yes, it was.
Anyway,
Mike, great job this year, brother.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, guys. It's always nice to listen to you.
Can't wait to have you back next year as well.
Fantastic, guys. Be well.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, so there we go.
All right, let's go through all the super chats. We got to get them up here quick.
I think we had a few here.
We're going to do another show later in the week.
Yeah, for sure.
We kind of have to do like a debrief, right?
I wouldn't mind doing some playoff stuff too, guys.
I agree. Sure. I think
like going around the league in the playoffs. Let's keep this rolling. Hockey guys. We're not just Philly guys. We love hockey.
That's right. DMAKO1 says, it'll be a good lesson for the young players. Also, thanks for a great season, guys.
Thanks, man.
Roy04STX, Snow the Goalie rocks. Great being able to interact with you guys and other fans. Looking forward to next season and what's to come with Snow the Goalie. Thank you, says Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you so much.
Very nice of you.
Mr. Twister, gentlemen, it's been an honor this year.
It absolutely has.
Thank you.
For all the fans. Yes, it has.
Thank you. Stephen Van Horn, thank you for a memorable season. Stephen,
thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Wasn't he the first fan who showed up
with a shirt.
With a Snow the Goalie shirt?
I believe so.
I believe he was.
Year.
Yeah. Yeah. So
all
thank
right,
you.
So Joe, our great friend Joe Papel, just said that's a good idea that we do playoff format. So I think we like end up doing it and just talking, breaking down the series as we go and finding time to do it.
Well, and it's also important because you want to have a general idea of what's going on in the conference, right? Because like you never know. This team came so close to making the playoffs. It's pretty critical to see like what is fool's gold and what is real. And I will say right now, the team I am the most interested in the Eastern Conference is the Rangers because I want to see if they're just a regular season team.
I think they're going
out
quick.
You think so?
Yep. I do now.
And so I think that's going to be one. Like, it's going to be worth us kind of breaking down.
They're going to play Washington.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That could be a tough matchup.
I think they're going to get by that team, but you never know. Washington's played them before, and they've had good success.
And then you're looking at Carolina. Carolina will beat the Islanders, so you're probably Rangers – Carolina, and on the other side, it's got to be Florida and Boston. I think I don't think there's an upset in the East.
I don't
like who's Tampa's going to beat Florida.
If Florida plays.
They could.
Florida plays Tampa.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a good series.
Tampa could win.
Florida's a deeper team.
Championship pedigree.
Depends on Vasilevsky for me.
Yeah.
Like if Vasi shows up, it could be a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I think the West is insane. I think that's where the craziness is going to happen.
Yes. I'm going Dallas.
Dallas was my preseason
pick.
That's
my pick, and I'm going to stick with them. Yeah. I picked them back in November, I think. I said, I think this is maybe their year. They've had some failures. Maybe now find some success at the end of that. But it'll be interesting. I know we will do that. And we'll do a full breakdown, too, of the Flyers.
We have a few more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep going.
Scotty's Wild Adventure says, cons, redacted, Quitter Gauthier, redacted, haircuts, power play. Pros, Arison, Forster, Bundy's hitch impression. Thanks and have a great summer, Snow the Goalie Crew.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty.
You guys didn't have it in you tonight to dig in deep like I did at Canadian Tire all those years. When I went back and someone needed a pair of size 11 skates, I'd go into the back room and bring them out. He'd try them on, and I'd make a sale and get commission.
When you said digging digging deep, I thought you were would reference like a big ball of porridge.
I meant digging deep in the ice.
Cream.
That after. We eat ice cream after a big win. All right, that's it for Hitch tonight.
Good. All right, what else we got?
God help us. Greg.
Greg was the first.
Greg
that's
from
right.
Vineland checks in. I was the first fan. I had my Bundy shirt on. By the way, Russ is my favorite because he's the only one to shake my hand.
So him and intern Andrew have a thing about handshakes.
Handshakes, very American thing. Anyway,
Andrew actually became a handshake celebrity this year.
Yeah,
you get the hand. We actually hit the report. I want a handshake. What
that
happened?
Could be a shirt. Shake the hand.
Yeah,
with like the silhouette of intern Andrew.
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't had this conversation. What happens if intern Andrew like finds an actual job in broadcasting between now and next season? Then what?
Then we got to find another intern.
That'd be sad. Oh,
he's coming on.
Wait, do you have your video? Yeah, you do. Hold on, let's pop the video up. There he is.
I would still come back.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I don't know. It depends on if I'm working early in the day. I could still do this at night.
There you go.
That's our guy.
I'm not gonna go anywhere.
That's our guy.
At least not anytime soon, I don't think.
Okay.
All right. Well, not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Look at who knows? Maybe something
will
come
up. If I can't find anything better than this freaking
this,
thing, I'll be back.
This comment.
What's the comment?
Congrats to Ginning for scoring his first NHL goal and never seeing the ice again.
See, that's like something we would actually say. Like, if I played and there was a Ginning on our team, we'd be like, hey, great goal the other night. See what happened after you scored it? Never saw the sheet ice again.
Yeah. Good stuff. Do we have any more super chats? Because we have a couple
we
more
don't,
things.
We don't, but we have housekeeping notes.
Yes. Allison.
Allison has the fan predictions. Okay.
Yeah.
And this was a big thing. Allison did an incredible job. And Allison, you're going to shoot me a DM on Twitter, and we're going to get you some merch as a big thank you for doing this and compiling this all year, which is insane, and we truly appreciate it. Allison has the fan prediction results. 218 names on the spreadsheet. Mike Butz won with what are you doing?
Just be quiet. These
Mike,
are
Mike won.
That wasn't me.
Well, Mike won with 22 points. Alex Town in second with 21 points.
Yeah, so Mike wins. Mike, we got to give Mike a prize.
What do you? You want to go to this? What?
Did no, he up? Put. Bundy did
I
this.
I just started
I
laughing.
Didn't do that. Bundy's just sabotaging. Okay. Yeah. By the way, hey, how did our predictions end up going down?
You are the winner.
We won. I needed that goal tonight. The third goal would have made it really interesting.
I was actually hoping for it. I was fine if you and I split it, if for no other reason than it would have meant Ant would have been the only one without getting it. Intern Andrew had a decent enough end of the season. Looking forward to seeing what it looks like when the four of us are picking throughout.
I think I finished exactly 500 picking games this year, which is ridiculous.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Eric Schmidt thinks Rasmus Dahlin is coming here. I wish.
Yeah, that ain't happening. That Buffalo team's they're coming. They're going to be a decent team, especially if they get a good coach.
Thank
Whoa,
you, Keith.
Keith.
That's
Whoa, hey
amazing,
now.
Buddy.
Hey now.
Thank you,
hey
buddy.
Now, Keith.
I promise you that I will do that. Thank you, Keith. I'll get some from Russ, and we'll do something to get somebody in our recovery or something,
oh,
a meal
go.
or help to get a bed.
Thank you, pal.
For the people who listen to the podcast feed, it says thank you, gentlemen, for a great year. I appreciate you guys. Throw a few bucks to Bundy's recovery charity for me. Go Flyers.
That's really great.
That's 100%. Very nice. Yeah, that's very
really
nice.
Awesome.
We got to find our security guys.
Yeah, where are they?
Where did Khalif go?
I don't know.
We got to find out where Khalif went. No. No,
we got a bunch of guys. All right, we'll see if they pop back
gotta,
up.
We got
to
get.
See if they pop back up. We've had a bunch of people.
Andrew
you know,
on assignment.
Intern Andrew on assignment, looking for security.
Yeah, because we got to thank those guys.
We'll get there. We'll see if they pop up around, and if they don't, we'll acknowledge them at the start of
Malcolm.
At the start of next season. You want to just start throwing random names and seeing?
I think it's Malcolm.
Seeing how it goes. Anyway, anything else you guys wanted to get to tonight?
Hey, Malcolm, is Leaf up here? All right, we got to get you and him to come on because you guys have been with us all year. We got to bring you guys on the end of the show.
Come on. Come
on.
Welcome to Snow the Goalie.
Got to bring you boys on. I promise we bring you guys on for the last show.
Let's go, boys. Come on.
Come on. You got to get on here.
Come on down.
We We could have been tossed off this thing if it weren't for you guys this year.
Right, intern Andrew.
Get rid of intern Andrew.
Guys, come on down here if you want.
Intern Andrew.
Leaf, come on this side.
Come on over here, Leaf.
There we go. Yeah, come on on.
Yeah. So this is Malcolm. Malcolm, you've been with us since the beginning. Yes, and sir. And Khalif, who's been with us since the beginning, he's over here with Bundy. Yeah. Andrew will work the camera. There you go. Got you guys both in here. Well, the reason we wanted to get you going, and we have to thank a couple other people, Jim and James and Traquan, right? I mean, those were guys that you guys had up here with us. Most people don't realize, you guys sit here with us from the beginning of our show, and you sit here with us through the end until we break everything down, put it away, and you walk us out of the building to make sure that everybody, you know, that we're safe up here. So we want to thank you guys, first and foremost, for being here with us. But we also want to we got to give you guys a chance to talk on the show because, you know, you're always here and we always have great conversations, but we never really give you guys the microphone. And so we wanted to give you, your 15 minutes of fame here.
Yeah, no one ever gives us a microphone in here.
We'll snow the goal.
Ever.
You just did.
Ever.
You guys deserve it. You know,
is that a dangerous thing? Is that a dangerous thing for us to give you guys microphones?
It depends.
Depends on the situation.
Did they
right?
tell you guys that I wear the patch all the time?
You wear the snow the goalie thing.
Yeah, I definitely wear it all the time.
Oh, it's on your jacket, right?
You watch it and you get home. Yeah,
I'm one of y'all for sure. Don't worry.
That's right. Well, we just wanted to thank you guys. Malcolm, thank you for everything that you've done. Absolutely. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Yes,
you're the best, my friend.
Thank you
for everything you do. And make sure you pass it on to Jim and James and Traquan and everybody who's up here.
We appreciate
everything you guys do for us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed offseason.
Yeah. Great guys, man. Great guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do a lot of great stuff up here. And just wanted to highlight them.
No, absolutely. I mean, literally, they're here every game.
Yeah.
Every game, so.
It's one of those things, I think that so often you take a lot of things for granted, and Bundy's done work with radio and TV, and there are a lot of people who are unsung heroes. I remember, like, as a kid, just hearing all the names at the end, like when Jim Jackson gets to the end of the last telecast or whatever, and they put up all the names of all the people from behind the scenes that don't get the recognition and everything. I always thought that was kind of a nice thing. It's cool to, what was that face?
There's another one. There's old Pat Kinnean coming. Yeah, this is another snowman. Loves listening to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
How about it?
Oh, yeah.
I listen to his podcast.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Thumbs up.
Beer, chips, and politics.
Yes.
Listen to it.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Fun. It's a fun podcast. Absolutely. Yep.
Does he have a prediction for the election? Or
Let's not get Pat started political
let's
aisle
not
right
start
now.
There.
Let's start there.
Is there going to be a contested convention? No? Okay.
Oh, absolutely, he says.
Good God. All right. Anything
we're
else?
We're done. I'll come out. No, but we'll be back in a few days because we're going to start.
Wait, any more
super chats?
Well, I got to answer this question here because Rob puts this up. He says, weird how every other, and this is for you, Russell.
What?
Weird how every other YouTube channel has a place to give thanks, not STG. No worries. I'll catch up with you guys. What does that mean? Is there something we're not doing?
Weird how every other YouTube channel has a place to give thanks.
Are you hiding certain comments from us?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is there a thing?
Either.
Is there a thanks thing? You got to explain this because I don't know what it means. Yeah, I just saw it and I was like, that's odd.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I'll catch up with you guys. What does that mean?
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate you, but we don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Shoot us an email, snowthegoalie@gmail.com.
Yeah, please do.
In the meantime, I do want to note a few things to the people out there. Oh, he's talking about Patreon subscribers. Oh, like rolling names across the bottom. I think we shout out as many people as we can. Maybe we'll do it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, if it's a Patreon thing, we don't do it right now. That doesn't mean it won't happen down the line, but we don't do it right now.
He's been trying for 15 minutes. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
We have a bunch of things that we're going to be doing this off season. I can tell you that I will not be part of. If we end up doing a draft show somewhere, you guys will.
You guys will be doing it.
I will not.
We love Fourth Host Nancy and the Joy family. We love them to tears. But I thought she was supposed to be the one responsible to know that the draft is when they're going on vacation.
I booked a vacation.
It's all his fault.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it.
It's all his fault. So he already booked it. He didn't even tell you, and then you yelled at him afterwards.
No, I told.
Saying,
I mean,
Russ,
I obviously told him.
How dare you schedule our vacation during the Flyers draft?
Boy, should we cancel vacation so I can go cover the draft? No,
no.
That's exactly right.
That's right, exactly.
So anyway, okay. I think that we're going to have some pretty cool stuff over the summer, and I do think that we're going to be probably doing some stuff with the team, maybe around the camps or something like that. And I think, listen, if you're out there and you have a local business and you want to get your business out to thousands of people, it's a pretty great place to do it.
Do it, yep.
And if you have a restaurant, a bar, whatever, and you want to have people come out to a live event, you have a car dealership, whatever, I don't care. We'll come out, we'll draw a nice crowd.
Or
we'll
better
a,
yet,
we'll have
Russ,
a blast.
If what? Anybody you know is struggling with yes. addiction or mental health, you can reach me at BundyRecovery.com. It's on Facebook as well, or you can reach out to me at Pennsylvania Recovery Center.
The phone number and the website are in the description of the episode. It's a great point, Bundy.
Thanks.
Absolutely great point. So, is this the place that we? Is this?
Love you all.
Yeah. If we sign off, then if we sign off, it has to be done though.
Well, it is done.
Can I real fast? Because you guys have thanked me for what I was doing.
Pull them up on the screen. We got to see the emotion.
He better make us cry.
The trivia and the poems and everything. But if I may, for just a couple of minutes. Thank you guys for the opportunity that I've had. I graduated from Penn State in 2018 and with a degree in broadcast journalism because this is like what I've wanted to do. And it's just so hard to, as you guys know, to get into this. And Ant was the first one who took a chance on me. And he called me when I was at work at my, golf course that I work at and said, we need a producer for the show that we're doing. Do you have any experience with working with cameras?
And clearly
I was like,
not.
And I was like, no. And he was like, great, you're hired. It's like, really? Are you sure?
And that's when Russ yelled at me. He's like, what are we going to do with this guy?
But Russ, yeah. And, to your credit, you took me under your wing and taught me a lot about technology because I know nothing about technology. I'm like the Jon Snow of technology. I know nothing, but somehow I keep coming back from the dead.
Spoiler alert.
So, thank you to you guys. And Bundy, I'll say this. It's weird because the first NHL video game I had was NHL 2004.
Yeah, how dominant was I?
You were great. I was like, you're in it.
Yeah, I was like a 93 one year. I'm like, I love this guy. I've been a huge fan. I was like the best player on the 94. So I used to tell people, you heard my joke, right? They're like, what are you doing after practice, Bundy? I'm just going to go home and play with myself all afternoon.
I did not know.
Well, I went home and played EA Sports video games. I was playing with myself. Who was the player in the game?
That's right.
Anyways,
what do you want me to do? It's the truth.
It's true.
Point being is like I that's right around when I started to get into hockey, and then having seen what you became broadcasting, I listened to you on the radio every single night in college. I was watching this team, and you were between the glass and. I will say that there was a moment, the first game this season, post game, where Ant was gone and it was just the two of you guys, and I took my headphones off because I just wanted to hear you like through my own ears for once, because I was like, this is just so surreal for me that like I'm hearing you analyze hockey like in front of me. So this whole thing has been so surreal. I handshake with Bobby Brink, Jamie Drysdale, fist bump from Hathaway and Urson. I got to meet Patrick Sharp. I met Briere. I met Hilfrey. I met Jonesy. This has been, I said the other day, I'm like, I'm not convinced that this just isn't a simulation because it's crazy. Thank you guys. And if you'll have me back, I'll come back next year.
We'd
absolutely
love to have you back.
Intern Andrew.
We're going to remove the intern tag.
Okay.
We're going to see what kind of summary you have first, but.
this is the most important video package of your life.
Yeah.
That's what Bundy's saying.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Well, we can't wait for that.
I love you guys, too. Now, we're going to go.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. That's good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Did Torts come out and meet with the media?
Thanks to the Joys for coming.
I'm here with
too.
You.
I'm just saying there.
You're asking
there
me. I'm here.
I'm saying there are people asking in the comments, and I don't know. Anyway, a big thank you to everybody who came out, who supported the show, everybody who came up to this outside, originally into the Snow the Goalie Sportsbook, then outside of the Snow the Goalie Sportsbook. Looking forward to doing this again next year in some way, shape, or form. And we couldn't have done it without all of you. Intern Andrew, you've been fantastic. We have now
brought you
into the family here. And guys, it's not goodbye. It's talk to you later this
Until
week.
Until we see you later in the week.
Yes.
Later this week.
We're
going to
do
when
some
we can also
stuff.
Curse again. Yeah. We can go back to...
Yeah.
We can come back
no,
to...
It'll be several months before we're here.
Yes.
Again. But we'll be back later this week.
So I'm going to do something fun, just to let you know beforehand. I'm going to go, right, as of right now, I'm going to go full beard. All right? Playoff beard, right till the very end of the finals. I'm not touching it. I want to see how deep that baby gets.
What was the last time you did that?
I don't know.
Did you ever do it as a player?
Yeah. But, I mean, now you get older and stuff, and it's probably going to look just like a mess.
I want you to look like one of the Alaska men.
So I'm not. Okay. I'm going to just leave this thing unless it just gets too hot or something. But I'm going for it.
I'm rooting for you.
All right.
You think Nicole will like it?
No.
Okay. I'm rooting for you. Okay.
Things we've learned. Yeah. Bundy playoff beard, and I'm apparently going to officiate Ant's wedding. What could possibly go wrong?
What a day we've had.
What a season we've had.
We have.
Big thank you to the Flyers for working with us this year. Looking forward to next year as well. In the meantime, we'll be back in a few days.
Love
everybody, have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk to you later this week. Playoffs. Yeah.